Hey, Life of Love fam.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
So today on the podcast, we're going to do something a little bit differently. We're going to play 21 questions or more. Yes, it's game night. So if you're in the mood for something a little bit more fun, kind of lighthearted, we're keeping it light, check out this episode. Let's go.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's game night. Yo, we love game night. So we got 21 questions. I got 21 questions for you, Shonda.
I got some questions, too.
Oh, snap. I didn't think you was going to have questions.
I got some. I'm ready.
Oh, man. All right, y'all. Well, for those of you that don't know, me and Shonda love game night. Like, we're super competitive.
Yep.
And we love to play. What's your favorite game?
Uno.
You love Uno.
I do.
You take no prisoners.
Nope, not even you. I don't care how much
I love you. We were in Atlanta and hanging with some family.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time she gave it to our oldest daughter.
How old was she at the time? Like 10?
She had to be. She's 12 now, so it wasn't that long ago. She was probably like 9.
Yeah, she was probably 9. Oh, snap.
The savagery. See, she gave it to her and sent her off the bed.
But she was a good sport, but she had to learn somehow. No, okay.
Not like that. Terrible. All right. Well, we got these questions. So we're going to get into it. I'll go first. Do you want to go back and forth? Or?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. We're going to go back and forth. All right. Your first question. You get 3 words to describe yourself. What are they? We need a timer.
Yeah, let's get a timer.
We need a timer. All right. 20 seconds. You get 3 words to describe yourself. What are they? Go.
Funny.
10 seconds.
Oh my gosh. Quiet and kind. Oh, no.
You almost didn't make it.
I almost didn't. All right.
By the way, we don't know each other's questions, so this is going to be totally like off the cuff. Go.
All right. Have you ever cheated on an exam?
Sadly, I have.
Ooh, that's horrible.
I have at least once. I think everybody has at least once.
Oh, speak for yourself.
I think everybody has. No, there's more than one person in that boat. Y'all know who you are. Listening
I love how
to this
you just
podcast.
Grouped everybody into how you just cheated on your exam. Wow.
I ain't the only one there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's something everyone else loves that you secretly find overrated?
Oh, gosh. I knew it. So there's this one song that everybody likes. I don't like The Blessing, y'all.
Oh, man.
I just don't. It's so repetitive. I think the words are great, but just singing it over and over and over.
He is for you.
I kind of feel like I'm being content. I get it.
But how come though?
Because it's so repetitive. I feel like, it's going to sound so bad. I just feel like a cult of people are like circling me and saying the same thing over and over again. And the circle is getting smaller and smaller and smaller and I can't get away.
Oh my God.
That's
okay. Okay, go.
Okay. If given the chance to meet 3 famous people on Earth, who would it be? Answer in the order of preference. 20 seconds.
Oh, 3 famous people?
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King. I'd like to meet him. Famous people?
In order of preference. 12.
I don't know.
8.
I really don't know. There's a lot of famous people. Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali.
Okay, so Martin Luther King, Muhammad Ali.
And
I think these people are supposed to be alive, sir.
Jim Crow, so I can give him these hands. Or, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Help me, Father. Okay. Next. You are so sad.
Would you rather have a home on the beach or in the mountains?
Oh gosh. The mountains.
Why the mountains?
Because tsunamis on the beach.
Tsunamis don't happen everywhere. What?
And what could happen in the mountains?
Animals and insects?
But not in my house.
I guess. Your turn.
Okay. What is your dream job?
Ooh. Dream job would be to get paid for doing things that I love. I mean, like music and, you know, doing stuff that I really love to do, you know?
Like what? You said just doing music?
Yeah, like doing music, traveling. That'd be crazy if I got paid to travel.
Yeah, travel bloggers.
Right? If you could jump into a pool full of something, what would it be?
Oh, that's a weird question.
13 seconds.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. That's a weird question. Wigs.
That is true.
I have no idea. That's a whole lot of, I don't know though. That's weird. I don't know. What about you? Can you answer that question?
That is not your question. And then you got to come up with your own questions.
What would you do though?
What would I jump into a pool full of?
Yeah. Don't say studio equipment. Cause that would hurt.
That would hurt.
That's hard.
I would jump into a pool full of, oh man, that is a tough question.
It's weird. Yeah,
it's a very weird question. But I don't know.
All right, so
moving on. That wasn't that wasn't the question for me.
All right,
that doesn't count.
Which song describes your life the best?
There's a song by Daniel Caesar called Blessed.
You want to sing it a little bit?
I think it goes like, yes, I'm a mess, but I'm blessed to be stuck with you. And then the last part of it goes like, I'm coming back home to you. Now, I can't sing like you can sing, but, you know, I like that song. All right. What's the worst lie you ever told your parents?
Oh, gosh. The worst lie I ever told my parents, that I went to work when I didn't.
Oh, I'm telling your parents.
I'm sure they're going to listen. That's horrible.
Isn't that terrible? Like, you, hey, mom, dad, I'm going to make some money, but you're really not.
All right.
21 questions. They all about us.
How did you spend your first salary?
My first all $2 of it?
Oh my, you did not make $2 for your first salary.
My first check was low.
Salary though.
Oh, salary?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I probably paid bills, because by the time I was able to afford a salary, I had bills up to my neck.
You're pretty tall on the bills.
I probably spent it on like a car or something. I don't know. I think we did buy a car in 2013. What would you describe yourself as? Naughty or nice?
Define naughty.
What?
And define nice.
You know what naughty means. You know. You know.
I'm nice.
I would beg to differ.
Whatever, dude.
Okay, why would you say so?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I have a kind heart. I care.
That's true.
Almost too much about people and the people that I love and everybody. All right. Which song could you listen to over and over again without getting bored?
Oh, man. Man, there's a few songs. There's a few songs. Get You, Daniel Caesar again. I love that song. I like Music Soul Child, the old stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, songs like Love or Half Crazy, So Beautiful. I could listen to that over and over again. That was nice, yeah. All right. If you had to rename yourself, what name would you choose?
Oh, my goodness. I actually like my middle name, Ariel. So I guess I would keep Ariel.
But is that a rename, though?
I guess not. Jeez Louise. I have no idea. I guess I do like my name. I don't know.
I love your name. All right.
Yeah, all right. That's a great question.
So, okay, if your life was a movie, what would it be called?
Johnson Family Vacation. That's my favorite movie. I love that. It's their habitat. Yeah, I love that one. All right. What was the most memorable thing from our first date?
From our first date? I guess the most memorable thing was really just was watching the movie. I think like that's the time when we went and saw Hitch, right? That was in the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just watching the movie with you and chilling, like it was crazy. You know, it was really good. We finally got to officially date and we had a good time.
It was fun.
All right. What do you wish you were really good at?
I wish I was good at playing my guitar. That would be nice.
You just gotta keep working at it.
Yes. We shall see. That thing is hard. Do you sing in the shower?
Not as much as you do.
You just don't put me out there.
Not as much as you do.
That's hilarious.
Like I will sometimes. Like I think I do different type of singing. You sing, you really sing, I'll like hum.
I have concerts, okay? And you better not knock on the door messing up like my favorite part.
If you could be any fictional character, who would you be?
A fictional character?
Yeah, if you could be any fictional character, who would you be?
I don't know. Right off the top of my head, I'm thinking Catwoman.
Ooh, sexy.
I knew he would say that.
I'd be Bugs Bunny. Dude was so cool, sarcastic. He was laid back. Nothing would bother. He was like the definition of unbothered.
You think so?
Nah, what's up, Doc?
In an ideal world, how long would foreplay be?
What? What? Wait, what?
In an ideal world, how long would foreplay be?
Oh, snap. Well, that's my favorite part. So, in an ideal world, maybe about 30 to 40 minutes.
I thought you were gonna say 4 hours.
Nah, 30 to 40 minutes, and then we gotta get to it. We got kids to take care of, bills and jobs and stuff like that. Like, we can't be, you know, like,
you're crazy.
But you know what I'm saying? At the same time, we can't just be like 5 minutes, you know. So.
Oh dear.
Look. All right. Here we go. What's the most spontaneous thing you've ever done?
The most spontaneous thing I have ever done.
Come on,
girl. I don't know. I can't think.
The most spontaneous. What? The most spontaneous thing you've ever done? You want me to come back to that one?
Yeah.
All right. This one's going to make you think too, though. If you had a time machine, would you go back in time or visit the future? And where would you go?
That is tough. Just one time?
Yep. You got one shot to go back in time or visit the future. What would you do?
Now, is it just to see, or can I change something?
You can change something.
Oh.
You can change something in the future or in the past. What would you do? And where would you go?
I would probably choose the future.
Oh, do tell.
Because I feel like I've already lived it, lived through it.
So what, you want to hurry up and die? Like, what you going to the future for?
I want to see if I'm like super rich and, you know, wealthy. And if not, then I will come back and be like, okay, girl, this is what you need to do. Or I'd be like, that's a good idea. And I'm going to come back and then I'm going to make the idea so that I will be wealthy. There you go.
But then, like, wouldn't you rather go in the past knowing what you know right now? Like, say, for instance.
Sure, I can make Apple. But
exactly.
I mean, like, or but Amazon. I don't like Apple right now.
Like,
I think that's overrated. Like,
what if I was like, okay, I'm going to go back in time and go in my garage and start a company named Amazon, make everybody pay $100 a month.
That's true.
For 2-day shipping.
I mean, it's the same thing, whether you go for it or back, you know?
Not really.
You just want to really be rich for, oh, because you're talking about like the time you're trying to save age, I guess.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I went back. Well,
how about you go back and I go forward, then we meet in the middle and we just be super wealthy.
What kind of time lapse you.
That would work. I mean, we would be doing some damage. I mean,
that'd be crazy.
That's our plan. You go back, I go forward. Sound good?
Let's do it.
Cool. When did you have your first kiss?
My first kiss was with you.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, my first kiss. Yeah, my first kiss was with you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because didn't you have like a little girlfriend before when y'all were young?
Yeah, but I don't think I kissed her though. See, that's one of those things I'll go back in time and see. I'd have to be like, did I? I know I didn't. So, what was the question again?
First kiss.
Yeah. First kiss.
It was with me?
Yeah.
That's good.
Let's see here. What's the weirdest nickname you ever had?
Medusa, because kids are
Medusa.
Mean.
Medusa?
Yes. I secretly think, though, the guy that was calling me that when I was in, like, third grade had a crush on me, though. So.
Why do kids do that?
I have no idea. Weirdos. All right, so what is your biggest pet peeve about living with me?
Biggest pet peeve about living with you?
Yeah.
Whoa, like, all right, define define pet peeve.
Like, what is the thing that gets on your nerves the most?
Yeah. You always late. You always like.
About living with me? I'm late? That's your biggest pet peeve.
And you be leaving stuff everywhere. Like, you sometimes you'll you'll work on something, and it, you know, like you have a workstation set up and all that stuff, but then it's still there. You don't like,
because I'm not finished.
Because you don't,
so
like,
I gotta leave it there.
You got like 4 workstations around the house.
So what is your biggest pet peeve of like other people outside of the home?
Other people outside the home?
Yeah, like period.
I don't see like about other people.
Mm-hmm. Or what drives you crazy that other people do?
Oh, I hate it when other people are like, if I'm like, say for instance, if I'm on a job and people are not like pulling their weight.
Yeah.
All right. So if you had to pick an animal, which animal do you find the sexiest of all?
A cat.
You think cats are sexy?
That sounds really bad.
Yeah. No, why do you think cats are sexy?
Well, I mean, a bear. I don't know. What? How are you going to answer
this question? What do you mean
a
bear? How did you go from a cat to a bear?
Listen. No animal sexy, because now you just made me sound like a creeper.
No, Shonda, no. I don't, you ain't going to back down from that. How do you think a bear is sexy? Do you think a bear is sexy?
No, that is so weird.
Like a polar bear or a grizzly bear? But like, what kind of bear? A
brown bear? All right, I'm answering my question. All right.
Go ahead.
What is the one thing you can't live without?
Dang, I can't live without you. That's easy. That's, take everything else away. I can't live without you. For real. I win. Drop the mic.
Oh my gosh.
Game over.
Wow.
I win.
I feel like you try to look for a prize for that one.
Hey. Yo. All right. Life and love, family, community. Like, we're going to drop these questions in the community on Facebook. If you're not following the community, log in, go to Facebook, search Life and Love Podcast. We're going to drop these questions in and, you know, challenge each other. Like, what, you might find out some interesting things.
Like, yes.
Like, I just found out, like, that LaShonda thinks bears are sexy.
Oh, God.
All right, y'all.
Peace out, guys.
Peace out.